Well, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Today is October 25th, 2021, and we're here on Ponce in Atlanta. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with Charlotte. Charlotte, thank you very much for taking time to talk. I'm looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you, and my first question for you is a really big one. Namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day.
From the time I was a small child up to the present day, there's no way to actually do this. My family had a bunch of money and I had a nanny, so we flew around the world. And I basically stayed with the nanny and we flew from place to place. So I was actually born in France, and I was actually born in a place called Middle Towns, Loganville, Atlanta. And it's a great big name, but it was in France a long time ago, about the late 70s or something like that. So, I mean, I flew around so much. I went from place to place. There's no way to say, but I was born in France. And the last place overseas that ended up before Wizard Hero was actually in Japan with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're good friends of our family. But thank you for asking.
All right.
And I was actually raised by a nanny, but thank you for asking.
Tell me, what brought you to Atlanta?
What brought me to Atlanta? I mean, I've lived here all my life, and we've gone to Six Flags with the kids and all this. But recently, I guess there was this stuff called the coronavirus, and there was actually some things like tornadoes and floods, some stuff like that. Some stuff actually happened to my little subdivision house with my, recently I had a newborn baby, and my husband that actually lived there was that, where it actually got flooded in our house, and the floor got flooded, and the walls were soaked with mildew. And actually had some friends that, we kept trying to get away and find hotels and stuff. Couldn't find a hotel to stay in because everything was like soaked with mildew and flooded. So we actually were able to come to Atlanta and stay at some of the little hotels somehow. We had to fly in a helicopter, a small helicopter. It was hard to get. We found it. I had a friend that like had one that was like really old. It was hard to get anything around her, right? So came here in a small helicopter, was in like a few of the hotels because we were able to stay in Atlanta. And actually was overeating some hamburgers and stuff like that, you know, around Atlanta. And actually got stuck here again because of the coronavirus. Because at first we had tornadoes and floods where I lived. And it was the only place we could come stay in a hotel. And then after that, the coronavirus hit like it was a plague. And they closed everything down and they shut it down for, I don't know, it was like military law or something. And actually got stuck here. So that's the reason that I was here. And I've actually had to leave a few times. And there were some other things like bridges fell down where I was trying to go to, and some really weird national disaster incidents that have happened. So I ended back here. So I've been here for, I think, less than a year now. I've been here for like 6 months or something, 6 or 7 months. But yeah, I couldn't get back home, and there was a whole bunch of weird stuff that happened. So anyhow, hopefully I get to go back home or something like that. So thank you. And then actually my husband, he's still in the hospital, got pneumonia from the coronavirus anyhow. So. And he was trying to help, but like you can't even really get him on the phone and stuff like that. So anyhow, thank you.
Charlotte, thank you. Charlotte, of all of the things, you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
Of all of the things I've accomplished in my life, I'm actually most proud of my son, Dominic. He actually chained himself to a tree recently in Winder. And it was because a friend had a goat, and they actually wanted the town actually wanted to kill the goat to make hamburgers for the Burger King. They were actually going to do it. But and that was also because of the coronavirus, the first time it came through and not the most recent ones. And he actually chained himself to a tree. They actually did save the goat, and they actually done a lot of good. But he actually went to Jackson to the prison because they claimed he was a murderer. And they actually did had to pardon him for murder there, but they actually did give him a lethal injection, a whole bunch of stuff. And that was actually, he was 17, hadn't even turned 18 years old. But he's fine, and he's back home. And they actually, some friends of mine that worked for PetSmart and PetsCo a long time ago when I was little, actually, and Rachel Brock, a girl named Rachel Brock, and some other people actually come down there and knock the prison down in Jackson, killed a whole bunch of people, done a whole bunch of wonderful things, saved a bunch of animals out of animal control, did all these beautiful things for animals, got my child, took him back home. Actually, they went some other places, but they took him back home over to Ohio, so he's at home now. So that is actually the thing I'm most proud of in my life is he's recently turned 18-year-old son, and the work that he is doing with animals and rescuing animals, and the Los Angeles Animal Control, Animal Police, the Las Vegas Animal Cops. He's been on TV on the Animal Cops show. He's done a lot of really great things. So I'm super proud of my child. Super proud of this child. His name is Dominic Aiden Dawson, and me and my friends and our animal community is extremely proud of this child. So, but thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte. Charlotte, you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from experiences in your life so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community, giving them guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you tell them? What advice, what life advice would you give to school kids?
Give the school kids about what now?
About life. You've learned a lot from your experiences. What
school
would you tell them?
School kids about life. I don't know. I really don't talk. I mean, really, me and my kids live way away from other people by ourselves. Really, mostly what I've ever learned is really there's some stuff called bullcrap that lives here, and really you need to stay away from other people and their crap, because basically what I mean really it is, and really you need to be careful around strangers and that kind of stuff, and be careful who you trust and that kind of stuff, because really that's what I've discovered, and really I didn't know as a little bit as an adult, is really there's a lot of stuff called bullcrap as an adult, and there's a lot of strangers and people you can't trust, and a lot of things that you interact with that you cannot trust. So yeah, I probably, you know, I don't know how to explain that to somebody, but I would try probably, you know, tell people not to be so trustful of other people, or trustful of situations, or trustful of like anything at all. Really, yeah, I don't think I would trust nothing much at all. I've learned that as an adult. I don't think I trust much of anything, really. Really, as a kid, I didn't know no better, you know, but I would say I wouldn't trust anything, really.
Charlotte, in what ways would you say that your life is going well these days?
Going well these days. It ain't going well right now at all, because I'm kind of stranded and stuck in Atlanta. But hopefully some people are, like, helping me or whatever. And I do have, like, a couple of friends, but, like, it was hard to know people, and they got in some trouble. But so what'd you ask me again, sir?
Could you tell me how your life is going well these days?
Oh yeah, it really isn't going too well this, but hopefully it's going well in the future. I do miss my child. I have a child somewhere that's like a baby. I do miss my child, so hopefully I can go back with my child. I don't know if I can go back with my husband, but hopefully I can go back with my child, or I can at least go back home, because I do have a whole lot of friends. If I can go back home where I live at somewhere, I do have a whole lot of friends. I haven't really been able to make a lot of friends here, but anyhow, hopefully it gets better.
Very good.
But thank you.
Thank you. You talked about some people helping you. What led to you finding people who can help you? What led to that part of your life going well?
Okay, people that could help me. Oh, people that help me. I really don't actually have any friends here. So, like, there wasn't a lot of people that, like, helped me, and really people have stolen stuff for me. I had 3 cell phones get stolen. I've had about $20,000 get stolen. See, because my husband wasn't always working in hospital career. He was actually working as a commercial HVAC dude again. He was actually working on the side doing some jobs and made a whole lot of money and actually mailed it to me. Somebody stole it more than once. He didn't know better than to send cash here, because he's never actually been to the city before. He's a country dude that does construction. He actually sent me like $10,000 cash in an envelope, or tried to. And this girl around here stole it, of course. And then I couldn't, like, find anybody to ride me to the post office, because they sent it certified with the, you know, insurance on it. Anyhow, I couldn't find anybody to take me. So I've just been in, like, really nothing gave a crap, because it was all insured anyhow. And I just couldn't get a ride to the post office, or actually made not know. I think I didn't know where the post office was in Atlanta. So really, there's a whole bunch of money and stuff that got gone. Even my purse got stolen from me. And my Bank of America cards and stuff all got gone. And even my mom came up here to actually try to help me here and couldn't do it. And, like, literally my mom brought me a birthday cake and, like, some dance recital Barbie dolls and stuff here, because she thought that I could actually live here. Okay, some black person actually walks in, actually followed her from her house in Logoville all the way here, walks in right behind her, just picks my stuff up like it was their birthday presents, takes it back out and puts it in their car in the parking lot at the restaurant we were at, and just drives back home with it. Pretty much everything's, you know, they've been stolen. It was really weird because it was just like that, literally. Like they've been watching us the whole time, and I wasn't allowed to have it. So here they just come and pick it, takes it back home with us. She did call the police, and they did go to jail for doing it. But yeah, yep. Pretty much everything got gone. So
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Looking ahead, please, Charlotte, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
Looking ahead, I actually wanted to get back to work at PetSmart and be the manager. They actually got rid. There's a bunch of stuff that like happened involving PetSmart and Petco and things, where they did try to give people some social security and things like that. But what actually happened, they got rid of my record, because even though this was a wonderful place to work and I knew what I was doing there, I did quit without notice. But there was reasons for this, but they actually got rid of my record. They were quit without notice, so there was like nothing there. And they actually told me that I could go back to work there and I could be the manager there. So that was actually my plans, was to actually go talk to them or go talk to one of them and see if I could own this, one of the stores. Because I really wanted to own one of the PetSmart stores. That was always my thing. My parents disagree with all this. They think people should be rich and famous. But that was always my big dream, was to own one of the PetSmart stores. So really that was what I wanted to do. And that before everything went to crap, I had intended to do that one way or the other, was to try to own a PetSmart store.
Is that still your main dream?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I have other ones, but one of my main goals is to try to own a PetSmart store still.
What are some of your other hopes and dreams?
Oh, my other hopes and dreams. Oh, basically, I still like to do dance recital stuff, and I still know friends that do it. They do little things. They do some stuff on TV, so a few TV commercials and different things like that. I mean, whatever you can come, you know, around in the community with friends and stuff. They do some little albums or do some stuff. I still play instruments and can sing a little bit and play violin still, electric violin and some things like that. But so normally I do stuff like that around. And then really, I didn't have a big dream. They did still say that I had some cancer and some things like that. So there was no big dream around, because actually at home I was in a wheelchair and stuff. You know, and there was no really big dream for what to do. But and then I did had a baby recently and had a child. But yeah,
Charlotte, what are some of your personal strengths? What are some of your personal strengths that you draw on as you pursue your hopes and dreams?
Personal strengths that I draw on as I pursue things, I really don't know. Can't answer that question really good. But if you draw Who Wants to Be a Cashier at the Dollar Tree, somehow there's like, you know, there is a thing that you have drawn on, and it does say cashier on your coffee mug. And apparently, somehow, because your past experiences as cashier, you do have this thing called Here's a Cashier Only that does not involve you, and somehow this is your dream. So I don't know if you can explain that, but you can explain a cashier only, and that is your drink somehow. So when I think about answering that question, somewhere there is a coffee mug that says cashier only, and I try not to look at that. But anyhow, that was a weird answer, but there you go.
It's a good one.
It is.
Tell me more about your personal strengths.
Okay, my personal strengths. Basically, I don't know. I'm disabled, so I try not to follow personal strengths and things like that. I'm actually really disabled, so I try to just, you know, do whatever Charlotte does and take care of humans and that kind of thing. But let's see. I'm probably good at a lot of things. I'm probably good at whatever my job is. I'm probably good at whatever I went to college for. I really hadn't ever found anything I wasn't good at. I was a really good wife. I was a really good cook. I always took really good care of the kids, really good care of the pets. I really haven't even found anything that I wasn't good at. But, yeah. Thank
you. Charlotte, tell me, what challenges and obstacles do you see standing between you and your hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
Had weird obstacles standing between me and my hopes and dreams. Here's some weird obstacles. I always somehow bump into things that like weren't meant for like people with disabilities. Oh, like I have a fake leg now, and like normally everything's okay, but sometimes they're not. But I end up bumping into like the weird things that disabled people aren't supposed to have a lot. And then I end up with like, you know, weird stuff from my husband that tries to help me a lot. And then I end up in weird situations a lot. For some reason, I end up in like tornadoes a lot, or like disasters like fires a lot. I tried to work with my husband too before I came here, and they dumped Pookie on my head. Like, literally, it's duck sealant out of, like, literally, I had a big bucket, like, out the bucket truck. Dump burnt the crap out of me. I was scared to death. Burnt my eyes and all of it. And it was just, like, yeah, we had to peel it off, like, balloons. But it just seems like I have a lot of accidents for some reason. I mean, I may as well just, like, stub my toe and fall over continuously the way this stuff works. Because, like, I have accidents continuously. Mm.
Charlotte, thank you for telling me about the challenges and obstacles you face. Tell me, what needs to be done so that those challenges and obstacles can be overcome so that you can realize your personal hopes and dreams? What needs to be done to overcome your challenges and obstacles?
Okay, what needs to be done to overcome challenges and obstacles? Really, I may just go home, but I don't know. I mean, it's easier for me to do things at home because everybody knows me. I pretty much go to the bank or go somewhere and get my stuff back. But I didn't even step up because they actually, while I was here, some stuff, my SSI pretty much got stolen. I told them not to, so I'm pretty much, I called them on the phone, told them you can't do this because my cards and stuff got gone. But I didn't even my Social Security back. I got to get my EBT card back. I don't know what, my papers around here all got gone. And my checking account, debit card, and all this stuff got gone. So basically, I need my stuff back. Then I was supposed to have some 401k and some weird stuff like that. I don't know everything. Then all my doctors disappeared and stuff like that. It was really wild. So I guess I need to figure out how to get all my stuff back somehow.
Here in Atlanta, Charlotte, how would you describe your community? Who are the people who make up your community here in Atlanta?
Makes up a community here in Atlanta. You know, I haven't found a community here in Atlanta, and even the garbage cans are weird. I don't know. Like, at home, like, everywhere else, like, there's, like, this thing where it takes a village to, like, do things. And really, everything agrees with this. Really, we do. But it was, like, hard to, like, I haven't really seen one around here. So, even the garbage cans, like, we ain't allowed to own these. Even, like, the ones from the park, they're nailed down. Then they let the garbage cans just sit on the side at the end of their driveway and sit around stinking and stuff. And you drive by them in the car. The garbage gets in the car with you and stuff here. They don't let people do that anywhere else. I ain't never seen it before. You know, most of us are polite enough not to do it anyhow. And they won't let us. So, yeah, I ain't seen none here.
Are you familiar with the homeless community here in Atlanta?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Could you please...
And another thing, there's, like, a lot of fur here, and I don't know who the cat actually is, but if you ride around here, there's, like, roadkill and, like, the fur, and I couldn't figure it out. There was actually a dead cat down here on Boulevard in front of the Zitco. It was black and white, dead, stiff laying there, and I thought that was a fur ball at first. So I can't figure out where the fur comes from. I really can't because it's all over. And I know the drains get stopped up and the AC sometimes don't work these places, that kind of thing. But I can't figure out how the fur around here gets here. It's like fur, fur to crap. It's all over. I can't figure out how you end up with so much roadkill and stuff. It's all over. Mm-hmm. And then they cut down the trees back there, you know, and try to rebuild the apartments of Gladstone. But I don't see how you end up with this much, you know, dead animals or whatever. It's nuts. So I would just like to add that.
Thank you. I have two more questions for you, please, Charlotte. The first is, use your imagination, please. Imagine that you're a powerful leader. Imagine that you're a decision maker who can really make things happen. How would you change the system to help people to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? Imagine yourself as a powerful leader. How would you change the system?
Okay, change the system to do what now?
Whatever you feel is most important.
Change a system to make sure people have important, happy lives. I think, you know, really, I think that people need to somehow be interested, or at least need to be interested in other people, you know, or just not be mean, or at least try to be interested somehow in other people at all. I just think people need to be friendly and interested in other people at all. And like if I, you know, had a system somewhere, I just think people need to be interested in somebody else enough, to help. Because really, if you're not interested and you didn't ask this person, what is wrong and how can I help you? How can I fix what is wrong with you? Then, you know, that person's never going to become anything. You know, they're just going to, like, die homeless on the streets, probably never going to be nothing. So I think you should definitely, you know, ask somebody what is wrong with them. How can you help that person and help that person so that they're, you know, other than that, they're just a dead person somewhere and it gives a crappy roadkill. You know, that's what really what I think. Yeah.
My last question for you, Charlotte. Again.
And really, I think you should be friendly, too, because I've noticed around here, they're not even friendly at the stores and ask people how you can help people. And even at my Kroger, if you go to work at the Kroger, you're still supposed to ask people, how can I help you? Or are you okay? Can I bag your groceries and stuff? So that's the thing, another thing about Atlanta, and it really irritates me, make me mad, too, because as a person, not that I work there a lot, but as a person that actually worked in retail, we're actually required to say, are you okay or whatever, even working at the convenience stores, how can I help you? They don't do this here at all, even in our Walmart, I've noticed. So, like, the thing for, are you okay, we you know, have you have any, you know, is that a nice toy, did you find the right toy, anything, can you do anything? You know, they don't friendly, don't give a crap. And then you can't use the toilet and all that stuff, they don't give a crap.
And my last question for you, please, Charlotte. Another imagination question. Imagine for a moment that you had $1 million and you could use it to help your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. How exactly would you spend that money?
Do what now?
To help people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. You've got $1 million. You can spend it to improve other people's lives. What would you do?
Depends on how many people I got and how many $1 million and what, I mean, what really is. You know, but you might still could consider giving people a place to live and making sure people still had their EBT card or still had some kind of form of WIC or still had some kind of form of child support. Or still had some kind of form of stuff, you know, that kind of a thing. You could probably still try to make sure people had somewhere to get, you know, had a house that was decent and at least had you know, something that met their needs. You know, it depends on how many people, how many dollars and what you've got. Because you might can do that for free, too. Depends on what kind of library gymnasium you've got, really. Because really, I don't see what would be preventing us from doing that anyhow, most of the time. But anyhow.
Charlotte, I'm grateful to you. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, there's not anything else to say, but I would like to tell you they do give funny money around here, and they have given me two torn dollars recently that I couldn't reuse. They gave me the last one a little while at the Dollar Tree where they give me back, and I need my money anyhow right now because this is like crap, dude. So they did. They gave me $5 back in change, and they one of them was a torn dollar that I can't reuse. Okay, a few days ago, about a week ago, they done it again down here at the zip code. They gave me my change back, and one of them was a torn dollar again I couldn't use. And I actually have caught them. They told me I couldn't use them to buy stuff, but then I've caught them letting other people use their torn dollars recently to buy stuff. So I would just like to add that there is some funny money and stuff that goes on around here. And I'm not sure exactly what all goes on, but it did really irritate me. So, but I kept it, and I don't know where their CD is, but I kept a receipt, and I'm pretty sure you can take those back to the bank and tell a bank or someone like that that there is funny money that goes around here at the establishments that we shop at and stuff like that. So, anyhow, thank you.
Thank you very much.